In today's society, hatred can rear its grotesque face at the least expected moment and with such intensity. Learning how to overcome social hostility and experience the tranquility, the peace of Christ, is a very needed topic today. So let's continue our conversation from the last installment in our devotional series on this topic. When we've innocently encountered shocking hostility, it's not really about us. It's about the other person's rejection of Jesus and past pain, perhaps, from which they have not yet healed. So, after being wounded by unprompted hostility, and after we've taken the actions described in the previous devotional in this series, the next step to recovery from pain of this kind is to guard against paranoia and be sure that our thoughts are based in Christ and in what the Bible wants us to be thinking about. What can often happen is for an individual to begin to have automatic thoughts stemming from fear rather than love. We need to be discerning, most definitely. We need God's wisdom so badly. And we also need to steer clear of the danger of unfounded paranoia. You know, the devil loves to use fear in individuals who do not wrestle with anger. But both fear and anger can be used to reduce the effectiveness of the Christian. We must not give a foothold to the enemy. We must not give in to paranoia after pain. For example, let's pretend that you felt like someone was avoiding you. Let's reconsider what may have happened. Maybe that person was not ignoring you, but was simply distracted. Maybe that person is going through something you don't know about yet. Maybe that friend didn't see you wave at the grocery store. Maybe your text or email didn't get through. Maybe the voicemail never got through because of technology problems. Or maybe they lost their cell phone. There are so many things that can happen. Leave room for grace. Keep sharing Jesus' love. Just don't shut down. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, "Love bears all things, regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening." As we recover from a hostile experience in our society, we must practice an exercise for faith building and mind renewal, giving thanks to God every day with intentionality. When you pray, pray with a gratitude sandwich. Give thanks before your requests, and then after your requests and your prayers, focus on God Himself. Seek His face, not just His hand. God knows how He made our brains, and our brains must be renewed through new, positive thoughts grounded in His truth and love, instead of our fear or anger or lies. Let's finish this devotional time together by reviewing what we need to focus our minds on. Philippians 4:4-9. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, take pleasure in Him." Again, I will say rejoice. "Let your gentle spirit, your graciousness, unselfishness, mercy, tolerance, and patience be known to all people. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things, center your mind on them, and implant them in your heart. The things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things in daily life, and the God who is the source of peace and well-being will be with you." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us your word, giving us your love, giving us your Son. Help us, Lord, to focus on you and not on the hostile people around us. Help us to remember that you make all things right, that this is all temporary, and help us, Lord, to listen to you and not the words of the world, but listen to you and your wonderful, wonderful word. Help us, Lord, to love others with your love. Help us to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. We pray for all prayer requests that were sent to Praying Pals. We pray for all pastors and their families, all military and their families. Pray for the shut-ins and those who are in nursing homes. Pray for caregivers. We just pray for everyone in grief, that that you would comfort them today. We release everything and everyone into your hands. Please draw people to yourself, and please use us to share your love. We welcome you, Jesus. Please cleanse our hearts. Forgive our sins. We rely on you alone for salvation and confess you as Lord and Savior. And we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.